U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg making some remarks right now at the White House regarding the bridge collapse in Baltimore. Moments ago, just saying that six people have died. There's been some questions as to whether the search for the men who were, I believe they're all men, construction workers on that bridge at the time of the collapse at 1:38 yesterday morning, if the search was going to continue or not. Earlier this morning, Dave, we saw that they had resumed the search, although it sounded like even earlier than that, they had called off the search.
Yeah, it really is a rescue situation right now.
Let's go live. Let's take CNN live. Vice Admiral Peter Gutierrez speaking live right now about it.
While we didn't achieve the outcome that we had hoped for, it was a tremendous team effort in the treacherous operational conditions. As this aspect of the response shift to recovery operations and consistent with the president's direction to get the port up and running as soon as possible, the Coast Guard highest priority now is restoring the waterway for shipping, stabilizing the motor vessel dolly and removing it from the site, and coordinating a maritime casualty investigation under the leadership of the National Transportation and Safety Board. So just a couple of words on each one of those. So in terms of assessing restoring the waterway, the Coast Guard is very tightly connected to the Army Corps of Engineers as they lead in that role.
The Vice Admiral with the U.S. Coast Guard there speaking on what the future holds. So think about this. That cargo ship is blocking the waterway because and so is the bridge. So the bridge is destroyed. Cars and cargo cannot go back and forth over that. And that's probably going to take who knows how long to repair. And then also they've got to open up that waterway because clearly, I mean, that cargo ship was transporting something. I don't know that we're clear yet on all of that, what was in the cargo ship, but they've got to get that waterway open, Dave.
And part of the problem is this is a very dirty, hard to see part. It's just dirty. So it's not like you can go in there and see everything. You have to use sonar. You're going to have to remove millions of pounds of bridge and debris that is sitting 40 to 60 feet below the water. So the cleanup on this is almost incomprehensible how large scale this is.
They said they're going to have to use a marine salvage plan and that the United States Coast Guard has members of the Coast Guard on the cargo ship. Let's dip back into it live for just a few seconds and listen to what he's saying.
Take the next steps appropriate to refloat the vessel and remove it from that area. The real critical thing here is that, as you know, a portion of the bridge remains on the bow of that ship, and we will be coordinating very closely with the Army Corps of Engineers and their contractors to first effect the removal of that debris before the vessel can then be removed. The vessel bow is sitting on the bottom because of the weight of that bridge debris on there. And there are underwater surveys that are happening by remotely operated vehicle. Divers will be in the water today to complete that underwater survey. There's no indication that there's any flooding or any damage underneath the waterline to that vessel.
So the Coast Guard is just saying that 56 of those containers, according to a graphic I'm reading right now on Fox News, 56 containers have hazardous materials. That's what I wanted to know. Like, what is in those containers? We don't know maybe specifics, but they are carrying hazardous materials. So an already horrible and very precarious situation there in Baltimore gets even more dangerous when you consider that there's hazardous materials on board.
And there are hundreds of shipping containers on this cargo ship. So it is enormously loaded. And because, again, it was just leaving port, the water to the floor is about 40 to 60 feet. And as you heard the Vice Admiral say, the bow of the boat with the bridge sitting on top of it has actually pushed the bow of the boat down to the floor of the river.
Dave, Remind me what you learned yesterday about this how that traffic got stopped because of the May Day alert. Because I learned something more this morning about what may have happened as a result of that May Day alert. But you were watching the video unfold as this cargo ship was moving at like 8 miles an hour, which I think we figured out would take what almost 20 minutes to actually stop it. And then just bashed into that bridge, and then the bridge collapses. But you said you noticed that cars were stopping.
Yeah, I noticed when I was looking through the video, and I'd watched this video a dozen different times, I noticed that right before the collapse, you weren't seeing cars traveling actively across the bridge. And then we learned shortly thereafter that there had been a Mayday call, mm-hmm. and that the ship had relayed the fact that they were having power issues, that they didn't have control of the ship, that there was a possibility that they would run into the bridge. So they were able to shut down traffic on the bridge.
I heard during Utah's morning news this morning, Tim and Amanda talking about this, and that the governor of Maryland was praising police officers for getting to that bridge in enough time to stop traffic. Wow. I mean, wow. Just another element of, you know, how lives were saved in the moment.
And to give you an idea of how close of a call this was, as I'm watching this video, the collapse of the bridge happened just 33 seconds after the final car crossed the bridge. Wow. 33 seconds.
I want to return now to this live, looks like a news conference. It's not just addressed to the nation. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg taking questions. I do want to make it clear that we've just learned from the Vice Admiral of the Coast Guard that those 56 hazardous containers on that cargo ship, he is saying that there is no threat right now. There is no threat to the public. So they look like they feel like they have that situation under control. But let's continue listening to this news conference
so
live.
The infrastructure law did authorize funding into the emergency relief account, which is the mechanism that is most likely to come into play here. Last I checked, there was about $950 million available, but also a long line of needs and projects behind that. So it is certainly possible, I would go so far as to say likely, that we may be turning to Congress in order to help top up those funds. But that shouldn't be a barrier to the immediate next few days beginning to get the ball rolling.
What would be the time frame?
So being asked a question about how the federal government will pay for this, there are infrastructure funds there. You just heard him say they're well over $900 million, but that they would likely have to tap Congress for help.
I just saw the Washington Post just 3 minutes ago posted what it would take to rebuild Baltimore's Key Bridge. The original construction took 5 years to build, and about $316 million in today's dollars. So that was coming from a much different place. You have a massive, and it's going to cost millions and millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars just to clean everything up. And then you've got to address rebuilding the bridge.